The nation's capital was on high alert for a small demonstration by white supremacists and a much larger counter-protest. Today, about 25 white supremacists were surrounded by police and escorted through a section of Washington, D.C. to rally in Lafayette Park across from the White House. The event was dubbed Unite the Right 2 and marks the anniversary of last year's deadly protest in Charlottesville, Virginia. Organizer Jason Kessler addresses followers.
White people deserve to be able to stand up for their rights like other people are able to do. I think the tearing down of that Robert E. Lee statue was symbolic of a replacement that is going on in the United States where white people are being guilted for slavery and war.
A much larger crowd of counter-protesters filled the north section of Lafayette Park and spilled out onto the closed street.
No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA. No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA.
NPR's Jeff Brady was in downtown D.C. and we spoke with him earlier.
Hello.
What's happening now? Is this anything like Charlottesville last year?
It really is not. I'm a few blocks down the street from Lafayette Square. The white supremacists have left. It's raining a little bit. The streets are back open. It appears most of the people are headed home. I understand that Jason Kessler spoke because colleagues told me he did, but there was no indication of that from this side of the park because it was filled with noisy counter-demonstrators. At some point, as the protests were starting to break up, my colleagues Tim Mack and Brian Mann say there was a confrontation between police and people with black hoods and masks. Someone set off a bottle rocket or something like that. Police and the protesters physically clashed for a little bit, but then police backed off and the confrontation ended. I think overall, what really has struck me today is how just overwhelmed the white supremacists were by the counter-protesters. The crowds were larger by a huge margin. And I talked with one of those counter-protesters, Dee Washington, who lives here in the district, and I asked her why she chose to be here today.
I'm here to stand up and speak out against hate, to understand, you know, what's going on, why the KKK and neo-Nazis are coming to my city, to understand where it's going from this point forward.
I talked with Dee Washington a bit longer, and it's clear she's leaving this event with still a lot of questions about why this is all happening. But she wanted to be here. She said she wanted to make sure her voice was heard, too.
Jeff, in the few seconds remaining, tell me, what did police do to avoid the kind of clashes that we saw last year in Charlottesville?
They did a lot of planning with all the different departments involved, and you can imagine they wanted to avoid something like Charlottesville in front of the White House. Their main goal was to keep opposing sides separate, and really, it looks like they accomplished that today, because we just saw that one little confrontation. There was an arrest out in Vienna, Virginia, at the metro station, where the white supremacist protesters were gathering to travel into the district. Right. But aside from that, we did not see anything like the violence last year.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. That's NPR's Jeff Brady in Washington. Again, thanks for your help, Jeff.
Thank you.